This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Prophethood is not something that is easy. Nubuwwah and acceptance of the message and the responsibility of passing on that message to the people is not easy. When a person or a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is given this responsibility, it comes with a weight. It comes with trial, tribulation, difficulty and hardship. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He gave the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam the most hardship. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءُ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلَ فَالْأَمْثَلَ. The most tested of the people are the Anbiya, and then those who are closest to them, and those who are closest to them in their way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْأَمْثَلَ. Amthal means those who are closest to them in their way, those who are most similar to them. That is why sometimes and many a times you will find yourself become practicing and the tests only increase and it becomes even more difficult and even more hard. So a person begins to question at times, what is happening here? But don't question. That is simply the test of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It means you are closer to the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal left your life without any difficulty, without any hardship, without any calamity. Imagine what would happen to your rank in Jannah. Automatically you would be lower, because the only thing that would benefit you then would be your good deeds. So your salah, your zakah, your hajj, your sawm, that is what would benefit you. But Allah, out of His mercy, gave you temporary problems so that you may enjoy everlasting bliss, so that you may be raised in rank with Him. So the next time you are struck with calamity, see that as an opportunity to gain in rank with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. See that as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. And that is why He tested the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is calling to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and calling to His way. And the people begin to despise Him so much that they gathered in Darun Nadwa and they began to discuss, how should we get rid of Muhammad? And if we look at why they hated Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, it is because he had power and authority and the people were following him. Now, this is not something that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went looking for, but it came with the job. You see, as the people began to follow, this bothered them. This worried them. Why are the people following him? Why are they listening to his message? Why are they leaving the idols? Because power and authority belongs to us. We who have wealth, we who have authority in the land, it is our place. So they offered Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam all sorts of things. We will offer you the dunya, take it from us. We will offer you, do you want wealth? Have it. You want women? We will give it to you. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you are to put the moon in my right hand and the sun in my left hand, I will not leave this risalah. I will not leave this message. Meaning, give me whatever you want to give me. Offer me whatever you want to offer me. I will not give up. Why? Because this is the message of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So they gathered in Darun Nadwa when they realized that there is no way to get rid of this man. They gathered and said, let us find a way. There must be some way to get rid of him. And one of them says, well, let us restrain him and imprison him. Another one says, you know what? I think it is actually good for us to get rid of him, drive him out of the land. And then an old man entered upon them. And this old man, he came in the stature of a noble man. He entered upon them and he says, look, I suggest, in fact, he didn't suggest, When he entered upon them, they looked at him and said, "Who are you?" So he says, "I am from An-Najd. And I've come here simply because I want to help you with your cause. I want to help you get rid of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. And this was none other than Shaytan himself. So he came in the form of a man in order to guide them to evil and bad, to the evil plot. So as they were discussing, Abu Jahl, he came up with this idea. And he says, "Look, if we are to kill him, one man is to kill him, then Banu Abd Manaf, they will be able to say, let us fight these people. Let us go to war with these people who killed our own Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So instead of that, let us invite one from each tribe and give him a very sharp sword. And at one blow, they will all strike Muhammad and he will die. And then there will be so many tribes that will be responsible for the killing of Muhammad that now it will be impossible for Banu Abd Manaf to say that we will go to war with them. Why? We can't fight all of the tribes at once." And this is Abu Jahl. Who is Abu Jahl? From the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some way. He is plotting and he comes up with this idea. So Shaytan, in the form of the old man, he says, "Yes, that is the idea. Let us do that." Because once he is dead, he is dead. He's gone. His risala has ended. His message has stopped. So they gathered upon that and they agreed to do that. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says so beautifully. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And when those who gathered, they gathered for what? To plot against you and to hold you back or to drive you out of the city. Allah, أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ. Oh, they wanted to kill you. And they were planning, and Allah was planning. And Allah is the best of planners. Allahu Akbar. Above all of them, while they were planning, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is seeing them, hearing them, knowing exactly what they are going to do, knowing exactly what they plan to do. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had his plan, and he is the best of planners. So he helped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel comes down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Tonight, don't sleep in your bedding." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places Ali ibn Abi Talib in his bedding, and he leaves the house. As he is leaving the house, the people are gathered around. The Quraysh are ready to kill Muhammad. They are ready with their swords to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he leaves the home, he throws some dust into their eyes. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. So we placed a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them. So we covered them such that they could not see. They wanted to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal used dust to blind them. And this is why we say, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And nobody knows the army of your Lord except for him. Look at Ashabul Fil. How did Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal destroy them? He destroyed them with birds. Yet they had elephants. They had mighty animals, creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. But Allah used what? The smallest of creatures to destroy them. When someone is plotting and planning against you, my dear brother, my dear sister, remember that your link is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Your help, your assistance, your might, your power is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask of Him, beg of Him. You know, sometimes we say that it is very bad I've done nothing to so and so, but they are plotting day in, day out to bring me down. They can't see me being happy. They are not happy for me to be in good spirits and to succeed and to do well. And we worry about their plot. But what we need to do is focus on Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see here, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unaware of what is going on in Darun Nadwa, the plot and plan of these people. But what does he do? He maintains his relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He strengthens that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah sends Jibreel to help him and to support him in the same way. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will help you in whatever way He wishes. He will find a way, He will open up a door that you never saw. And He will protect you with that which you can never imagine. Here, it was dust that was used to block their eyesight. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, when talking about the plot of the planners and those who plot against people, what does He say? وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And the plot and plan of evil, it only affects those who plotted it, those who planned it. That is amazing if you think of it. What does this mean? The one who is plotting, it is he whom that plot will affect. None other than him. And you look at Quraysh, not long after, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkah victorious. He leaves Makkah and he leaves his people, but he enters Makkah victorious and he is the leader amongst them. And they cannot do a thing about it. You see how that evil plot turned against them in the same manner. The person plotting against you, don't worry about him. And that is why we say, Hasbunallah. Allah is enough for me. Wa ni'mal wakeel. And He is the best guardian. You know, at times we think, what can I do? Let me take out a sword. Let me go and do something to this person. Let me be proactive in destroying their plot and plan. Don't worry. You don't need to do that. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Alladhina qala lahun. إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Those whom the people had gathered for them, and those around them told them, hey, people have gathered for you. So that increased them in their iman and belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Fear them, they were told. You should be fearing these people that have gathered for you. They were gathered for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to kill him. And what did it do? It increased him in iman, in belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And they said, Allah is enough for us and He is the best guardian. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is your protector. Remember that when people gather for you. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal protected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went to the house of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and he says, Inna Allah adina li bil khuruj min Makkah. Allah has allowed me to leave Makkah. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu immediately says, As-suhbatu ya Rasulallah. Is it companionship, O Messenger of Allah? Would you like me to accompany you, O Messenger of Allah? Here we see again the value of a good friend. He knows that Quraysh are looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows Quraysh want to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what does he do? He says, do you want companionship? Which one of us can say we have friends such as these? Friends who are ready to die for us. Friends who are ready to be with us when everybody else is against us. These type of friends don't come easy. They come when your relationship is based on who? None other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When your relationship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is an unbreakable bond. Because your relationship is not money. Your relationship is not blood. Your relationship is not friendship simply to sit and laugh and joke and enjoy yourself. Your relationship is the one who lives and never dies. Your relationship is the one who has prepared Jannah for the believers. Your relationship is based on the everlasting. So naturally, that relationship is strong, bound for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He immediately asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-suhbatu ya Rasulullah. Is it companionship you desire, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes him along. And they go and they leave Mecca. And they are being persecuted. Quraysh now knows that he has left. So they are hunting him and they are looking for him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu find a cave. And there they take refuge while the rest of Quraysh are looking for them. And as they are taking refuge, Quraysh comes so close to that cave, so close to that cave, that Abu Bakr says, Wallahi, لو نظر أحدكم إلى قدميه لرآنا يا رسول الله. That if one of them was to look down to his feet, he would see us, O Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't worry. ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What is your thought of two people? Allah is the third of them. Allahu Akbar. What is he telling Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Don't worry. What are you worried about? Allah is with us. Do you think Allah will let us down? Yet we are doing this for his sake. So what is your thought of two whom Allah is the third of them? Allah's help, Allah's assistance, everything, the support is there with Allah, from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, who is the persecuted one here? It is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is in danger here? It is none other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is it that they want to kill? It is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who is giving who comfort? It is the one who is being persecuted, giving comfort to his friend and his companion. Allahu Akbar. If you think of that, that is amazing. This is what Iman does to you. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when you have that iman and that yaqeen, that conviction in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He will take me through, He will help me, He will support me, then you become the one who is comforting others despite being the one tested. So this is what we find even now when we see the people of Gaza being persecuted, being bombed, being killed day in, day out. What do we find? They are actually comforting others. Allah is with us. Allah will help us. Allah will support us. Allah will assist us. You see that? That is their attitude despite them being affected. They know that the help comes from where? It comes from none other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is what happens when Iman settles in your heart. You realize the value of this life. It is only a short while and then we are with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So that Iman, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of utmost value. Develop it, improve it, and understand that Allah will help and support you. You see, the main lesson that we can take from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when we believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, we will be assisted, we will be supported, we will be helped, and He will come through for us. No matter who the plot is coming from, no matter how powerful the authority of those who are against us is, it doesn't matter. No matter how powerful they are, what weapons they have, Allah will support us. Allah will help us because He is with us. We believe in Him. And the second lesson that we can take from this is that we actually need to improve our relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and surround ourselves with good friends. Surround ourselves with those who will support us, those who will help us, those who will be there for us. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will most definitely help. You see, sometimes when we read through the Hijrah and we read through the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we begin to think that what is the benefit of these stories? We begin to think that it is just a story for us to listen and to enjoy. No. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He sent down Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and created these circumstances in His life for us to learn from and for us to benefit from. Al-Hijratu ila Allahi wa Rasooli. This is a hijrah not only from Mecca to Medina, not only a cutting of the distance on land, but it is a hijrah and a migration from evil and bad to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. How can you and I make hijrah today? First and foremost, your hijrah is from that sin that you can't let go of. Your hijrah is from that company that is evil and bad. Your hijrah is from that which you have found addictive, but it is bad for you. And you know it is bad for you. That is where your hijrah begins. Let go of that bottle that you find so addicted. Let go of that weed that you find so normal. Everybody today is doing it. It is normal for us to light up one and smoke. Let go of it. Why? Because that is my hijrah to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In the same way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort to cross from Mecca to Medina to leave the evil, you need to make that effort for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to help you. So make that hijrah with your heart first and foremost. And then if you are in a place where there is evil happening and you can't see an end to that evil and the evil is now beginning to affect you, you need to make hijrah from that place. You need to leave that company. You need to leave that place. You find yourself day in, day out in the nightclub with those who are evil, those who are partying, those who are doing that which is bad. You find yourself with them every single day. Leave them. Make hijrah from them. Why? Because one day when you return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, they will not be there for you. They will not be there to say, I will help him, I will support him, I will do something for him. They will abandon you on that day. So make hijrah before you reach Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and your heart is still with those people. Your heart is still attached to them. Your heart is still attached to that sin and that evil. And you know what the amazing part about this hijrah is? This hijrah that we are talking about, this migration, leaving the evil that we are talking about, none of us knows when that journey will come to fruition. None of us knows when we will actually be with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You and I don't know when we will drop dead. You and I don't know when it will be time and Malakul Maut will be there. Whether we will be ready to welcome him or chase him away, none of us knows. But what we do know is that if we take that journey right now, right here today, and we decide from today, I'm going to make an effort to be a better person, and we make that intention, you know what will happen? We will get to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal while we are in that condition. And that is what a person wants. We want to get to Allah with a good intention and good actions in our lives. Yes, perhaps we may not be able to leave it all at once, but I make that intention to slowly but surely improve my life. This Ramadan, what I'm going to do is I will let go of this one sin that I found so difficult to let go of. And I know that Allah will bless me as a result. I know that Allah will bless me as a result. I recently met an uncle who was actually saying that I was working at a place where I had to serve alcohol. Every day this was my job. I knew that it is haram. I knew this is something displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I didn't want to do it. But I did it anyways. And I actually grew in this job until I was very high up. And then COVID came and I left the job. In fact, I was let go of. And then after COVID, I said, you know what? I could do without this. Let me divorce it from my life. Let me get rid of this haram from my life. And I let it go. And it took me a few years. There was a testing period where things were difficult. But today, I'm successful. Alhamdulillah. Allah has provided for me. And this was in Ramadan. He's telling me that before Ramadan, I smoked 40 cigarettes a day. 40 cigarettes a day. And what I did, when Ramadan came, I used to smoke only at night. So I began to ask myself, why am I smoking at night? When I can leave it during the day for so many hours, then this is foolishness. Let me leave it at night also. And he left it as well. And I told him, I said, Wallahi, Allah will open your doors beyond your imagination. You left your job, so Allah made you successful. You will leave this, Allah will give you even more. مَنْ تَرَكَ لِلَّهِ شَيْئًا عَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ The one who leaves something for Allah, Allah will give him better than that. Allah won't give you something similar where you earn the same. No, Allah will give you better than that. You may even earn less at times, but it will come with so much barakah. Why? Because halal comes with barakah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have a bad habit, you have something evil that you are doing, make hijrah from that for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and watch your life turn around. There will be a testing period. Sometimes and oftentimes it gets more difficult after you become practicing. But know that that is a test from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. After which there will come ease. There will come serenity. There will come peace. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to make this hijrah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us in the manner that He saved His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.